Welcome back to the podcast. Beloved, this is indeed your brother Big VJ checking in. Today we're going to talk about the system of infidelity, right? That's going to be today's conversation. So, you know, we're going to talk about marriages and we're going to talk about divorces, right? If you are easily triggered, beloved, this is not going to be the conversation for you, because we're going to use some colorful language. And that is it. That is all. We're going to be using some colorful language in today's conversation. So this ain't for the babies, right? Adults and grown folks only, right? But I do want the nieces and nephews to listen in. Young adults, I do want them to listen in, because I don't want them to think that when certain things happen in their world, that means that you are not loved. You understand? Therefore, in order for me to have this discussion, I'm going to have to give you root knowledge. We can't give you branch knowledge. Branch knowledge is cool, but we're going to have to go to the roots, right? Because when you hear me make a statement like this, right, when you hear me make a statement and it says a man and a woman is married, somebody is dicking down your wife, I mean buddy fucking her good, I mean he got the ankles behind her head, right, he got in that sex swing, you know what I mean, because, you know, old school players, you know what I mean, we got that, you know, not that cheap ass sex swing that gone on the back of the door, tearing the hinges off your door and shit. I'm talking about the real one that you gotta get that stud finder, put that motherfucker on your ceiling, you know what I mean? And get that shit right, you know. But he got your old lady in that sex swing. Just because a man is dicking down your wife on a regular basis, beloved, that doesn't mean she doesn't love you. I know the peanut gallery is not going to tell you that. But we're going to have grown folks talk, so we're going to tell you that here. Yeah, somebody fucking your wife, that don't mean that your wife don't love you. That doesn't even mean your wife could be madly in love with you and still getting digged down. Your wife can be an excellent wife. That's what we say here. We're like, shit, good wives get fucked too. And we're going to explain why a excellent wife, a good wife, a good partner can get fucked. So when you hear us, ladies, sisters, when we start talking about, you know, your husband, and we know your husband been digging down his co-worker, and we know that, you know, we know that that stripper been putting that pussy all in his face, all in that mouth. I'm talking about some, she got goddamn fur burgers all in the back of his throat, you know what I mean? Then he come home and kiss you. That doesn't mean that he's not a good husband because he did that. That doesn't mean because he's getting his dick sucked by Shamika that live around the corner, or, you know, one of his sisters, partners, he not, it, that doesn't mean as a husband that he doesn't love you. That just means he love himself too much. When you caught your husband fucking off on you, that just means he loved himself too much. When you caught your wife fucking off on you, that just means they love themselves too much, and they're loving themselves with the wrong part of themselves. And that's the part we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the lower ego. We're going to talk about the lower self, and we're going to talk about what's in it. And this causes behavior, right? So goes the mind, beloved. If you don't remember nothing, you got to remember that. So goes the mind, so goes the body. If you watch a person's behavior, you know where their mind is at, right? Because all is the mind. And the universe is mental, right? When you get a marriage union, and you get a man and woman together, right? It is a perfect balance that sets off other reactions. Because, see, the way that we are wired as men is that we are built with the internal self. You dig? But the woman is not built that way. A woman is built with the external self. So when you put the man and the woman together, that's what makes the perfect blend, because you got the internal and the external working together. And a family unit is a foundation. It is a cornerstone. It is the building block for a nation. This is how you build a nation, right? Okay. Let's talk about the man first. You know what I mean? No sexist shit. Let's just talk about the man first, and then we're going to talk about the woman second. When it comes to the lower self, the lower ego, all men are wired the same. All of us. You know what I mean? The biggest obstacle that a man is going to have is the obstacle of self. Because being motivated by self is what in the East they call sin. You know what I'm saying? Even though we got the higher and lower self, we're going to talk about the lower self today. You know, that lower self is, this is all the foundation of what they will call sin in the East, which means that everything is you putting yourself first, you and only you. So the foundation of sin is selfishness. You can't lie to anybody unless you're selfish. You know what I mean? You can't cheat, you know, in the card game, or you can't cheat in gambling, or you can't even gamble, period, unless you're thinking about self. You dig? You can't do anything. Let me just say it that way. You can't do anything improperly unless you're thinking about self, right? Okay. So your biggest obstacle is going to be the obstacle of self. But when it comes to temptations, when it comes to challenges, when it comes to tests, well, as a man, your biggest, that's going to come from a woman. A man's biggest test and challenge and temptation is always going to be a woman. So let's talk about that, right? Let's talk about, as a man, what your test is going to look like. And as a woman, what does her test look like? And then let's talk about the root, right? As a man, let's see what your lower self of ego looks like. And then let's talk about the woman, and let's see what her lower self of ego looks like, right? When it comes to a man and the lower self of ego, a man must feel the desire to be wanted, needed, and praised. Never, ever, ever forget that. You're going to need to know that as a parent. You're going to need to know that as a spouse. That, again, the man in the lower self of ego is going to have an intense need to feel wanted, needed, and praised, right? Because of that, his biggest temptation, test, and challenge will always be a woman. That's his challenge and test. A woman is wired differently. She is constructed differently. She, beloved, is built differently. A woman's lower self ego will always be an intense desire for attention, validation, and security, right? So because of that, her test is materialism. It is not a man. A man is not a woman's biggest test. All right, so let's stop. Let's cook on that just for a little while. Right? Because we can take a look at studies and research, and it will give us numbers that say, well, the infidelity rate increased by 40% since 1990. We're talking about Tech Report, right? And then it gives the breakdown between a man and a woman. And it says a woman between the ages of 20 to 29, cheat at a higher rate, step out at a higher rate, fuck off at a higher rate than men do. Again, between those blocks of 20 and 29. So what's going on here? What's going on in this age bracket, this age group between 20 and 29? What's going on? It's the lower self of ego. Attention, validation, security. That same study will show that where men peak at their infidelity rate a little later in life, between 30 and 39. But ultimately, the real problem is this. Amongst all ethnicities in the wilderness of North America, in the territory that we call the United States, Black Americans cheat, step out, fuck off, have a extramarital affair, have an outside interest at a much higher rate than any other ethnicity in the country. So what does that mean, beloved? In order for us to build a nation, even though 57% to 60% of our marriages that's involved with infidelity and in divorce, that ain't gonna be able to work. Niggas gonna have to start taking some shit. Women gonna have to start taking some shit, because we can't allow that to happen. Something else is going on, and what's going on is we're deep into the lower self of ego. And the only way that we are going to be saved from the lower self is not going to come out of the sky. I know y'all niggas over there rubbing your hands like Birdman. You waiting for the answer to come out of the sky. No, it's not going. The answer is in you, brother. You're trying to get your man out of the street, sis. Well, the answer is in you. See, all is the mind. We can say that, but you got to feel that. All is the mind, beloved, and this universe is mental. Your biggest battle on this planet is going to be in your mind. The spouses must communicate more. How can we build a nation and we are throwing our marriages away due to infidelity? It's not going to work. It can't work. 70% of our children is growing up in a single parent household already. 1.5 million of our children is in the foster care system. 1 million of our men is in jail. Over 600,000 of our women are in jail. Well, this shit ain't going to work. We got to keep this together. It's not going to work. The most revolutionary thing that you can do in this country is marriage. But you got to keep the marriage together. But it's going to be difficult, brother. Because we're reading studies that says that 70% of marriage couples between one point or another in their marriage entertains an outside interest. So what does that mean? 70%, that means you get 100 couples in a room. And 70 of those couples did some dibby and dabbing. Did some dick sucking. Did some pussy eating. Did some doggy style. Did some sex swings with somebody that wasn't their spouse. So what are you saying, Brother V? I'm saying this. Sister, I lie to you. Brother, I'd be lying to you if I tell you that your spouse is no good because somebody didn't dick your old lady down. Sister, I'd be lying to you if I told you your husband is no good because he eats somebody else's pussy on Tuesday and Thursday. He got a standing appointment. He's a wound gobbler. You know what I'm saying? He right now, he probably next to you, he ready to munch on some pussy right now. That don't mean he's a... What that does mean, though, is that he is operating in the lower self. She is operating in the lower self, and you must pull them out. Everything starts with the mind. Your imagination is the supreme mind, and the supreme mind is your imagination. Did you know that? I know you know that. You missed it, I say it again. Your imagination is the supreme mind, and the supreme mind is your imagination. So goes that mind, beloved, so goes that body. The formula that it takes to make your spouse do that 180, to come out of that mud, is you. Because the way that you're made as the man, see, your struggles is internal. We talking about the lower self of ego, but at the same time, your higher self is also eternal. It's internal as well. So you have the internal strength. The queens have the external strength, even in her lower self, right? Because we know she's dealing with attention, validation, and she's also dealing with security. Her power is in the external. So when we are together, we're giving what the other one needs. We're bringing it up to a higher vibration. But if we're arguing, we arguing all the time, we bickering, we're standoffish, we're too busy for one another. And this is the most, we're not communicating with each other. We are not talking to one another. When I say communication, I mean, beloved, communication is telling your partner what's in the front of your mind, the middle, beloved, and the back of your mind. Then what happens is that selfishness kick in, and selfishness is the foundation of all sin. And we in that lower self. And now the man is out on the street with this intense desire of feeling wanted, needed, and praised. And then the woman is out there with this intense desire of attention, validation, and security, right? Look at young men. Just look at them in the village. You know why young men are in gangs? Let's take the woman off the table for a minute. You know why young men are in gangs? They're in the lower self, right? And what happens in his lower self? Intense desire, feeling wanted, needed, and praised. They're in the gang. I don't care if they're a soldier or the OG. Beloved, we know niggas in the streets. Dope boys with big paper that could have left the game 5 years ago. 10 years. They're still in the game. Do you know why? They love the hustle. Ain't that what Mitch said? Money making Mitch. Mitch say, man, I just love the hustle. Hey, man, you can get money and blow up out of here. Man, no, the hood need me. That lower self is getting a temporary feeling because dog feels like it's that feeling of being wanted and needed, and your family calling on you. Hey, man, I need a whole 5,000. Man, I need a whole 10,000. Shit, I got it, baby. I'm there for you. You can't leave. You love the block. You hug the block. Ain't that what they say? Man, I'm out here hugging the block. I got to get it. Why does he got it? He's in the lower self, beloved. Dog in the gang in the lower self. Your husband chasing every stripper, every ex, all his old baby mamas. He's in the lower self. What's the remedy? The queen is the remedy. Because she has the touch of the external. The external can build dog's internal. Check this out, right? Let me say it this way, right? Because it's a lot of brothers. It's a rumor, man. It's unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's what it is. It's a rumor that when a man and woman, right, is together in marriage, in union, and the woman is fucking off. She's fucking off because she's craving an emotional need. How many of us heard that? It's an emotional need, right? Beloved, all the pussy I got, I can assure you this. I didn't get that emotional piece of pussy, right? But dig, though. It's an emotional need she's searching, and that is not so. What that really is a projection, because it's the man. 90% of the time, he's chasing an emotional fulfillment. This is why he's fucking off. This is why your husband is fucking off. It's internal. He must feel wanted, desired, and needed. He got to. Wanted, desired, needed, praised. He has to. He's in that lower self, beloved. He got to. And please don't let the brother come from a single parent home, because he already got the lack. He didn't get enough attention in this. And unfortunately, and I don't want to say it this way, but I'm going to have to say it. Loving a black male properly for women is almost like loving a child. Like, man, that nigga need a whole bunch of attention. You're going to have to give him a pep rally every other day. And this is why when young children, young boys in the hood, in all sports, not just the hood, but we talking to our village, when you see the kids at Pop Warner level on the basketball teams and football teams, they must have cheerleaders. See, by the study of research, that's important to young. Somebody has to be cheering them on all the time. The young women don't need that. The young girls playing basketball and football too these days, and she don't need no goddamn other women praising her, chilling her. She don't need no men in a cheerleading team, because she's not, her ego is not wired that way. Her ego is coming through attention, validation, and security. So why she don't need that cheerleading team that's a male and she's in sports, but you know what our nieces is looking for and our daughters is looking for? That sweet 12 party, that sweet 14, that sweet 16 birthday party. Come on. They want a bunch of friends around them. They want it because her nature on the lower self of her ego, she wants attention, validation, and security all the time. This is how you can get a black woman to put go buy a $1,200 wig. Right, let's just make it plain. This is why you can get a sister to have a $1,500 wig in her wig collection, because these sisters got collections. It's all the way around the room. This is how you can get a sister to get a $600 hairdo. Right? How many of us, you know, we got wives and we spending $100-something for the nails? Damn near $200 for the nails. They putting all them stones and shit in there, and almost $100 and change for the feet. Because they have the woman's biggest test and challenge is materialism. She's the material vein. You're not the material vein, beloved. Your biggest challenge is a woman. If you're a man, your biggest temptation, challenges, test is a woman. That's not her test. A man is not her test. Her biggest test is materialism. And when she's moving on that low vibration, beloved, she must have attention, validation, and security. She must have it. She must have it. How many of the queens we hear, they start having issues with a man they dating? This motherfucker texting them good morning, Texas, and good afternoon, and buddy stop for a little while, and she come unglued over there. Because see, that he started off with that attention. That's in her wheelhouse. Attention, validation, security. And you stop doing it. Now what? She's, what you got going? Nigga, what's wrong with you? What you got going on? And then men, right? You marry, nigga fucking your wife, and you mad at dog. Dog is not doing nothing to your old lady. The sex, that's not her. A man is not her challenge, beloved. You got to know a woman's true nature. That's not her nature on the lower self of ego. She's exchanging sex. She's using sex as a tool. And we know that sex is the fourth strongest energy on the planet. It's behind the science of breathing, behind the science of drinking, behind the science of eating, and then it's the science of sex. So she's trading that in to get that lower self of ego fulfilled of attention, validation, and security. That's what's happening here. How do you break that? Easy, because you're the supreme mind. It's in your imagination that things change. You can make the 180. It's on you to pull shorty out the mud. But what happens is you these niggas take this. It's not the man. It's not the man that's dicking her down. Well, he fucking your old lady good, but that ain't got nothing to do with, that's not her challenge. He's not her challenge. Let me say it this way, right? Because I know, you know, we got some nephews that's listening. You know what I'm saying? And it's important I say it this way to the nephews. I don't care how long you've been married. Let's take the other man off the table. I don't give a fuck how long you've been married. I tell you what, I want you to do your own challenge, right? If you think I'm bullshitting, I want you to challenge your wife to a sex off. And I want you to say, baby girl, you know what? We gonna abstain from sex and we gonna see who fold first. Brother, if you try to challenge your woman, it can be 6 months down the fucking line. 8 months, 12 months. She ain't said nothing about no dick. She can sit right there in the bed with you every day and not do it because you're not her challenge. Meanwhile, you sit on the other side. 3 days into the goddamn challenge, you finna fold up. You're like, man, I can't. This shit ain't gonna work for me. This ain't gonna work for me. 3 days into the challenge, you finna fold. Do you know why you're gonna fold? See, she's your challenge. A woman is your challenge in general. You're not her, a man is not hers, brother. Her challenge is materialism. Don't you see how certain women, they won't do certain shit? But the minute you come in that house with a new purse, new flowers, you ain't got a new watch. Come in the back, baby. I got the bow on it. You ain't bought little mama a new car. What happens then? Immediately after you present a female with materialism, do you see how that works? All right. Now let's do the role reversal in that. When the last time a woman bought you something and you fell to your fucking knees and nigga, you start crying, snot bubbles and shit. Nigga, you don't do that. Motherfucking woman just bought you a new outfit. You be like, okay. All right, I appreciate it. You know why you don't? Because that's not your challenge. Materialism ain't it ain't your thing. Beloved, materialism is her thing. All right. So why you trying to kill the dude that's dicking shorty down? Why you letting your old lady go because a nigga dig it and you know she's a good woman? Why would you do that when you know counseling is needed? Because you may not have the skill set. You know counseling is needed, though. You know coaching is needed. You know therapy is needed. You know, damn, this is your old lady. It's in you to pull her out of the mud. Nigga, that's your responsibility. Nigga, that's your bitch. Why would you throw your old man away? Oh man, there's no good ass nigga. He keep running around and no, baby, you can sell that shit to somebody don't know no better, baby. We know better. Just cause he dropping dick out in the street, that don't mean he a bad husband to you. And I don't want to hurt no woman's feelings. Baby, just cause he digging the co-worker down and you his wife, that doesn't mean he mistreating you. That doesn't mean that. That means that you are being mistreated secondly is what that really means. He's mistreating himself. He's in a horrible spot. He's in a lower self. That shit can take him to Sheol, beloved. You worried about yourself and your reputation and no, baby girl, he's fucked up. He need to be pulled up. Nigga, you worried about yourself. That nigga putting that good dick on your old lady and you look at you worried about that. You gonna lose her. You know she's still a good wife. She didn't necessarily mistreat you. And if you're gonna take any mistreatment from that, well, you're gonna have to take a second because she mistreating herself first. This is why it is almost by design. Don't you see when most men talk to women that ain't on their shit, they talk from the internal to the internal aspect of a woman because this is where the man, his strength is at. We're weak internal and then we're strong internal. When we operate off the lower self of our ego, man, we fucked up because we chasing. We got to feel wanted and needed and praised. But we on that high end, it's a different level. So now we speak life into our queens from the internal. Baby, you beautiful inside. Is this not what we do? We go from the inside out. The queens build us up from the outside in because she got the external strength. Check this out, right? Check this out. Man, I got a coworker, solid dude. He divorced and shit like that. He was married 17 years. You dig what I'm saying? the year he found out that his wife was fucking off with this nigga that she worked with over there at the Super Target over there, he cut off. He's like, oh, fuck no. Okay, but let's just talk about the story. He a solid nigga now. He ain't no, he solid. 17 years married. He said he found out that his old lady, she had her hand in the cookie jar. And she started fucking up right around the 11th year. She worked at Target. She worked in retail. She's in management. You know what I'm talking about? Still is. And they got a new boss over there. You dig what I'm saying? So the new boss, he started putting a dick on her. And it comes out later. In the 17th year, he find out, he terminate the whole thing. Now, when you hear him talk about his marriage, though, what's interesting to me is he be like, man, this bitch wasn't shit. Man, my old lady wasn't this and that. I had to get rid of her trifling ass. Blase, blase. All right. This is your journey. This is your path. This is your POV. We can't question none of that. But because we're on the podcast, we're going to talk about it today. So I'm like, all right, that's fucked up. I hate that habit to your beloved. Then I asked him, I said, yo. I said, damn, out of 17 years, though, I say, if you was to rate your marriage between a 1 to 10, because I'm curious, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm the curious cat at the plant. I'm like, what would you rate it between 1 to 10? You take the cheating off the table. You're like, oh, man, my shit was like an 8 or a 9. So now I'm like, what, nigga? You mean to tell me you that damn near 2 points, depending on how you feel, you 2 points from a 10 or you 1 point from a 10. You almost had a perfect marriage. So you're like, wait a minute. Because Buddy is digging her down and you found out, that totally changed every fucking thing about your marriage, bro. You wasn't willing to save a bra that you got pretty much everything out the bra that you wanted. Oh, you didn't understand that. Yeah, she did it to you, but she did it to herself first. You wasn't even curious to find out why she was in the lower self of her existence for that long? Where was your supreme mind at? Because we know that the imagination is the supreme mind, and the supreme mind is the imagination. And we know that through deep imagination is a manifestation. Let me say it this way. What does your relationship look like in your imagination? What does it look like? Your marriage. I don't know. Your relationship with your baby or anything. What does it look like in your imagination? You know, you can will that which is invisible to that which is visible. Right? Let me say it this way. Before dude at Target, the new store manager that came in, before he started fucking dog old lady, you know what he fucked at first? In his mind. You know that, right? He fucked her in his imagination first. You know, before the wife started fucking around, she was fucking dog in her imagination first. Then so goes the mind, so goes the body. Right? Okay. What was the husband's imagination? Where was his supreme mind at? Where was it at? Okay. You don't think that the husband, through the imagination of the supreme mind, can bend that corner with his old lady and pull out that mud? Because we know if she's fucking dog at the job, we know the energy that she's using to do that. We know she's chasing attention, validation, and security. We don't think that. We know that. We also know the nigga that's fucking with her, he can't fuck with her from a high vibration and she's on a low. We know that he has to be low and she has to be low so it can work. So we know that the guy that she's running around with, he also have issues because he have an intense desire to feel wanted, needed, and praised. So we see the trade-off. We can see it, bro. It's the sex game. She's trading the body to get attention, validation, and security. And he's trading the body so he can get his wants and needs and he can be praised. They in the game. We call that the game. This is all game related. They in the game together. All right, you find out, you discover it. You can't bend that corner. Because we know what, beloved. We should. If you're going to be married, you got to be committed to programming, deprogramming, reprogramming. We don't think this, beloved. We know this. So where's the answer in the whole thing? Where you the answer? Your wife is your assignment. That ain't his assignment. She's your assignment. You, beloved, you're her assignment. You don't think that a woman, and we've seen it, you don't think a woman can pull a man out of the mud through her imagination, which is the supreme mind? You don't think we seen that shit happen a lot. She got the answer in her. All we got to do is work together and pull it out. But we must know that America is producing us. America is producing us. America is producing the current in the pool of potential spouses, and that what's going to come in the future. We know that this devil is producing and controlling, and he got his hand in the dating pool because it's the activity that he allowed. So the residue of the devil is on everybody in this country. So the statistic is saying what? Well, shit, 70% of marriages at one point or another, somebody gonna have an outside interest. 70 couples out of 100. That means the faithful couples is the minority. So we must talk about this shit before it happens now. We'll never build no nation. We'll never build no nation cutting and running anything. We'll never build no nation. And then on top of us cutting and running, we're cutting and running and go get somebody else from America now. Imagine this. Out of all places, we're going to cut and run and get another. You're going to get rid of this husband. You're going to get another husband from America. And this nigga got the same residue on him. That next partner can't guarantee you with the first partner. So I'm like, especially if you're getting 8 out of 10 of the shit that you wanted, I'm like, man, you should have probably worked on that. Because you can get rid of her, and you got rid of her. And that new woman that come in, she can't guarantee you she won't fall into the lower vibration of herself. And goddamn, she's somebody, you know, she's attracted to buddy. And then what we say here, beloved, was shit, if a nigga got access now. Boy, that sex swing is on the way. If a nigga got that access, he gonna give your bitch some good dick to digest. We're made in America. This country is on its way out. The devil is out. He's on his way out of power. And, you know, righteousness is going to sit back in the seat of rulership. Until then, I feel as though we got a window that we're going to have to deal with a lot to stay married. We got to deal with it. The foundation of any structure is going to take all the stress. All the pressure is on the foundation. All the pressure is on the cornerstone. It holds the most weight. In order to get the marriages that we want our children to have in the future, man, men and women gonna have to deal with a lot of shit right now. Because this is the residue that comes from the nation that we're in. But if we are losing 57 to 60% of our marriages because somebody giving some dick and pussy away, when we kind of naturally know dick and pussy go together, we can't get that bit out of shape where we're throwing the future away. We're throwing our future nation away because what's going on right now. And we know majority of these spouses that we know, man, we know that we love these folks. We know these folks love us. You may be embarrassed, beloved. Come on. You may be embarrassed. Sisters take that shit real hard. Sisters be embarrassed. Baby, he operating out the Lord's self. That can happen to any man you deal with, gonna do that. If your old man, Queen, let me give you some game. If your old man he throwing dick out in the street, Queen, he have an intense desire, because he's in the lowest self of his ego. He got an intense desire to feel wanted, needed, and praised, right? Okay. Before that nigga start cheating on you, you know what he tried to do? He tried to masturbate first. He tried to keep it together through the vehicle of masturbation. And know what he learned? That shit ain't gonna work. Because it's not the orgasms that is... the man is internal. So his challenges is also internal. So he got to feel wanted, needed, and praised. So he beating his dick 5 to 10 times a day, he having a physical orgasm, but it has nothing. It's not connecting with himself. So he got to go out in the street and get it. You got to get that shit to him. You got to cuddle him through until you work him into the higher vibration. But you can almost prevent that, to tell you the whole truth. You can prevent that. But you playing tired all the time and you feel like you don't want to fuck, and that man has an appetite. When you are operating in a lower self of ego, that's an appetite that you got to, until you get it to the high level, you got to feel what need to be filled first. So dig, he tries masturbation and it doesn't work. You know what he got to do? He got to feel that touch of a woman. And his co-worker do. The stripper do. His baby mama do. They all going to do, sis, because you ain't doing it. You playing tired. And I'm not saying you ain't tired. You letting that cracker's job weigh you down. Your first priority is him. Not the job, it's him. You can tend to the children. You get the children together, you get back to him. Because believe it or not, if you got you a nigga from the inner city and he from a broken home where it's one parent in there, you know, and then how crack did our community, sometimes there's no parent in that motherfucker. Now what? He need a lot of attention. You're going to have to love on that nigga like a child. He need attention like a child. All the time, praising him. You know, baby, you doing this, you doing it, complimenting him. And you're going to have to fuck him a lot. This is the reality. This is the nigga you married. This is your responsibility. You have to do it. And then we elevate. We love. We elevate. Our imagination is pushing us further and further and further up the road. Our imagination is our elevation. We got that supreme mind working. And we working it on the highest level. You are his solution. You're his solution. He ain't gonna never be able to goddamn get that Vaseline and get himself together. He needs your touch. And if your touch is not there, the touch of the streets, beloved, it will do. So we're gonna leave it there. We just talking natures. We just talking energy. Let me add this one more thing on, right? Because there's another part of the system of infidelity that we haven't touched on. And that is the system of some of our people going to have to get a little bit of that karma. And it's what it is. Did you hear me? Some of our people going to have to get a little bit of that karma. And that's what it is. Karma, it means actions. So we know that men have 3 seeds. Is that not right? 3 seeds that we sow. The seed of our loins, right? Which is busting a nut, our regular seed, the seed of our loins. The seed of the land. Well, we are farmers. We plant watermelons and oranges, plums and shit like that. Lettuce, whatever. And then it's the seed of our behavior, right? Okay, the system of infidelity. You're going to get back, beloved, the seed of your behavior. If you don't get it all back, you can get a little bit back. So the way mama taught us is that mama said, you know, you're gonna reap what you sow. And mama also said that what goes around come around. We had a conversation maybe like, I don't know, a week ago. We talked about Marcel Somerville, right? And Marcel Somerville, his wife was out of pocket, right? She was fucking off with a nigga. She sending a nigga these new photos and shit, and she dropping pussy off on Valentine's Day. She doing all kind of shit, right? So he finds out, right, through some shit online, and he trips out. He grabs his shit and he leaves. You know what I'm saying? Now let me pivot and give a sidebar. If you marry and you guys own a home together, don't you ever fucking leave, bro? We know that you need to cool off, but legally. And I'm just putting it out there. I ain't your lawyer, no shit like that. They call that abandonment. So if you grab some shit and you leave, then when you go through a divorce, sometimes they say that's abandonment. You can't even get the fucking crib back because you booked it. You know what I mean? So just, you know, look at it like this. You know, that nigga was digging her down. She had a good time. Don't you worry about it. I mean, damn, it ain't no cause for both of y'all to be walking around the house mad. I mean, damn, if she your wife and she your best friend, at least just say, well, shit, you know, this nigga's putting good dick on your old lady. You mad as hell. But hell, I mean, I don't think she was mad about it. Like, she was having the orgasms, that she was doing a good trade-off. She was giving that pussy up so she could feel the tension, validation, and security. And then, you know, it's just what it is, you know. So don't leave the house. Don't lose your house over some bullshit like that. Ultimately, we want you to stay. My nigga, stay, keep your family together. Forgiveness still works. You know what I'm saying? It just still works. Okay, boom. We said that. We got that out of the way. All right, now, so check it. Going back to the karma aspect. We talked about how Buddy was going through some shit. He leaving and the whole nine, right? Well, that's recent. If you go back to Buddy's personal life, we're talking about Marcel. To like 2017, 2018, he was with a different woman. And they was in a committed relationship and they was all in love with each other and this and that. And you know why they not together? Because he fucked off on her. Shorty found out, right? This is how the story goes. Shorty found out and that's how they broke up. And then 6 years later, he found a wife. And he was in love and he married and they had a child. And guess what? She fucked off on him. So, even in the system of infidelity, and we talking about the lower energies of self and the ego, we also have to say, well, there's another part of that too, where a lot of our brothers are dealing with karma. They're dealing with shit that they didn't sow pain into the world. They didn't sow disloyalty to the, and the sisters too, but we talking about the brother right now. They didn't sow this shit into the world. So when they see it again, you're going to have to stand on what you, if you know you sow this into the universe. Beloved, if you see it again, you're just getting back that what you have sold. You should be excited about it. Because once something grow out of the ground, you know that seed is, it's okay, it's over with. You plant that one watermelon seed and you get the watermelon, you're like, well, I'm not looking for no more watermelons to come after this one because this is the shit I know I did. If you know, sister, that you've been fucking off, you underdig, and then you find that text and your hubby phone with that bitch sitting on his face, just take it. You know you cheated up on your ex-boyfriend. You know you cheat on your ex-boyfriend and then he dropped you and then you got you hubbing and then your hubbing cheating on you. Just take that. That's part of your karma. Don't you? Because I see it, our people really get into that. Motherfucker, you was cheating all your time and you get a little of this shit back, motherfucker. You the biggest complainers about motherfuckers cheating on them is niggas that have been cheating all their life. It been bitches that have been cheating all their life and you got the nerve to complain. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna leave you with this. Man, I had, this is personal. Beloved, I literally seen one of my cousin homegirls. I'm talking about crying her eyes out. I'm talking about some crying her eyeballs out. Right? I believe I told this shit already though. But the truth ain't gonna change. Crying her eyeballs out because she found out that her husband, he stepped out on her. And I mean, she talking about face red, this motherfucker calling up work and all that. But the same bro was dealing with a nigga for like 2 years before she cut him off. She was dealing with a nigga for like 2 years on the side. She didn't quote unquote get caught. But she found out, she let the dude go and then later down life, her husband did something and I'll say, man, you can't make this shit up. You cannot make this shit up. Peace of Black Power to your family. We out of here. Grown folks talk. We're just talking about what's in the man and what's in the woman. That's all. So we're going to leave it there, beloved, because we can always have, but this is an easy conversation because it's just real. You know what's in the woman. And the woman must know what's in the man. We got to build this nation. You know, we got to build this nation. We got to take a whole bunch of STD tests. Because when you start fucking off, well, we're going to move forward with the therapy and the coaching. pork chop can even help us out, but we got to go to the clinic first. You know what I'm saying? First thing first, boy, you got to go make that shit, make sure that shit is straight. And then I believe, beloved, from there, we can go forward. And it's important that we encourage our nephews. They must know the real. Hey, man, your bitch fucking off on you ain't got nothing to do with you. She got her own ego to deal with. That ain't got nothing to do with you. You can do everything right. Look, let me say this first, because let me end with this. The husband and the wife that get cheated on, they can fucking do everything right. She can do all the cooking, all the fucking, all the sewing, all the taking care of the children. Dude can do, drop good dick at home. He can eat a pound of pussy. If he a freak, he can eat a pound of his old lady pussy. He can do all that. He can take on a bunch of breakfast, lunch, dinner dates. He can take her to Paris and to Africa. And he can take this broad anywhere. If she is not operating in her truest, highest self, and she fall to the lower self, she'll fuck up with the nigga that work at the cleaners. Because it's going to fall right into attention, validation, and security. She's going to fall there, brother. Sister, if he is just, it's a lack. It's like a job keeping this nigga up. Because his spirits can drop down low. It's like you going to, but if you get him out that kind of household, you're going to have to be constant attention. I can assure you that. Constant attention. That ain't got nothing to do with you, that part. This is where we have to just go into the deep imagination of the supreme mind. And then we go from there. Peace and black power to your family. Thank you guys so much for listening. And for hanging out, beloved, this is indeed Real Black Content Forum Podcast. Hey, man, this is your brother V, man. I'm going to get it with you guys later. Peace, peace, beloved, and more peace.
Thanks for listening. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Facebook. Also, don't forget to like, share, and comment on the podcast. Your opinion of what you just heard is important to the platform. So yes, beloved, your comments are the engine and fuel to the machine. Stay blessed and have a powerful day.